From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed the significant progress the world's nations have made on nuclear security and pledged the United States will continue to cooperate with all efforts to reduce nuclear stockpiles and keep them safe. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, Obama said more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supplies of highly enriched uranium and plutonium, the radioactive elements necessary to build nuclear bombs. Brazilian prosecutors have charged Joseph Safra, the world's richest banker, in connection with an alleged scheme to reduce or waive fines on back taxes. Prosecutors said in a statement Thursday that Safra knew about a 2014 plan by executives at Banco Safra to pay more than $4 million in bribes to government officials. Bank executive João Inácio Puga, who allegedly negotiated the bribe payment scheme, was also charged based on recorded conversations with tax officials. The statement said that Safra was not directly involved in the bribery negotiations, but the conversations showed that Puga reported to Safra on the scheme. The trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. Cumhuriyet newspaper editor-in-chief Can Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting that alleged the government was smuggling arms to Syria. They could get sentences of life imprisonment if found guilty. The men are accused of publishing images which show Turkey was smuggling arms to that country. This is VOA News in Washington. Indian police said Friday they have detained five officials of IVRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in the eastern city of Kolkata, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier Friday, police said a case of culpable homicide has been opened against the construction firm. Sita Pedapati is IVRCL's chief lawyer.
IVRCL and its concerned staff will cooperate with the investigation. We will give the maximum support what we have to give. We are anxious to know why it happened as well. We want to know the reason why it happened.
Witnesses reported seeing vehicles and people under the bridge when it came down. The bridge had been in construction for at least 9 years. The French justice minister expects the top suspect in the November terrorist attack in Paris will be extradited from Belgium to France within 10 days. Salah Abdeslam has been jailed in Belgium since his arrest on March 18th. Abdeslam's lawyer said his client wants to cooperate with the French authorities. The UN Human Rights Commissioner is promising a thorough investigation into allegations that UN and French soldiers sexually abused a large number of women and girls in the Central African Republic. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Samantha Power says that the leadership in the soldiers' home countries needs to do more.
If you're a soldier, you believe that there is impunity because there has never been real accountability. And so the leadership here is aware of that. They're trying to fix it. But a lot of the work has to happen in the capitals of the countries that send the troops.
Uganda's Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February 18th national poll. The court rejected a petition brought by former Prime Minister and presidential candidate Amama Mbabazi, who had asked the court to nullify the results on the grounds the Electoral Commission did not adhere to the country's electoral laws. The court noted that while there were some irregularities, they did not affect the final results of the election. The U.S. unemployment rate rose slightly to 5% in March. Most economists had predicted that the jobless rate would stay steady at 4.9%. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said that wages rose slightly. Analysts said the unemployment rate rose because news that the economy is improving convinced more jobless Americans to resume their hunt for work. Government experts don't count people as officially unemployed unless they have searched for jobs in the past month. For more on this and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.